Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome, Jim Zulli. How are you this fine Monday morning in June?
Recharging the batteries. It's been a long week.
It has. We went to a great party this weekend.
It was quite an event for Viva out in the valley, and boy, you know, it's interesting the people that show up. Eric really worked hard on putting this together. He's very meticulous, and it was a very good showing. Saw you on the red carpet, and wow, we had the people from the United Nations, and we had the celebrities, producers. I mean, there's so many people. It's really interesting, and it's just amazing how fast the event comes up. You're planning it, and then it's over. You know?
Yeah, and it really turned out nice. The food was great. The venue was great. Viva Doll put on a great show, and then there were other performers there also. And it was really a great time.
Did you get to see the knockout performance? That was really cool. I mean, that was catchy. It was a song called Knockout, kind of relating to the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. And Eric and his buddy from years ago, TKO, were on the stage involved in the performance. It was pretty cool.
Oh, actually, I think I stepped out. I heard it, and by the time I got back into the room, I think it was over. Because I was waiting for TKO, and I needed to leave the room for a minute. And I came back and it was over, but I'm sure it was great.
You won't miss it. Easy Way Broadcasting fan page. You'll get to see it. But, you know, sometimes they'll be, you know, fooling around with some lyrics and that and just do the freestyle stuff. And it's amazing how people can come up with the words that kind of rhyme and do all that stuff. It's not easy. You know,
well, I've seen TKO and Eric freestyle before, and they're both great. You know, a little Ebony and Ivory kind of thing going on, freestyle rap.
Yeah, no, it was good. But, the food, everything. But, so that's basically not a long drive for you, right? Because some people came in from San Diego.
I don't care. It was a long drive for me, so everybody else really came a long way. But that takes us up to our hot topics.
Okay. Well, you know, you've seen Viva. You met Viva and everything, so from suits. You're going to have the Viva Doll Tour and Rad's Records. And I'll tell you, it's going to be it's interesting because she is not only a performer, she's got a personality that's so bubbly, and you know, she gets in. You know, you ever see that, Reetha, where people will perform and other people just jump into the audience and get the audience stirred up? She kind of has that magnetism, you know.
Oh, it was great. It was a great show.
Oh, here we go.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, today my hot topic is getting old pays off. You've talked about the senior discounts, and I'm going to just talk a little bit about them today, but I've actually put them up on our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and go to Baby Boomers Live, I've actually put up an article that gives a bunch of discount places, and a lot of times you just have to ask. But there's travel discounts, like at car rentals, at Hertz, or at some of the other car dealerships' budget, their hotel discounts, like at Marriott's and Hyatt's. Retailers have discounts, like at Ross and Kohl's. You can get like 15%, up to 15% up off on some of these places. And a lot of us know about the food discounts, but a lot of places don't advertise it, but they actually do exist. And they're grocery stores, drug stores. So if you go to Facebook, and everybody should have a Facebook page, even if you just use it for your family, go to our Facebook page and go to Baby Boomers Live, and you'll see a whole list of discounts, and some of them are great. Some of them are even 50% off. So make sure you go to our Facebook page, Baby Boomers Live. And what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, I came across an article on Credit.com. Baby Boomers, Generation X, and Millennials, they all have their money problems. You know, of course, we all have our money problems. A new report confirms that we all fear to be true. Americans, no matter what their age, are generally terrible at managing their money. In short, need to save more, and actually a lot more. The insight comes from Financial Finesse, a think tank geared towards helping people reach financial independence and security. In its 2015 generational research study released not too long ago, Financial Finesse assessment of each generation's financial health is based on employee responses to its financial wellness questionnaires, which they use more than 600 companies. In the study, generations are broken into the millennials. They're younger people, or they're younger than 30. Generation X, 30 to 54, and baby boomers, 55 and older. Based on what people reported about their financial situation. Well, the millennials, the youngest segment of the workforce, seem to do pretty well with the in-the-moment financial decisions. Essentially, these consumers were scared by the debt problems they saw in the recession. The Generation Xers have higher median income than the millennials, but they have a harder time managing the bills. This report attributes that, it attributes to having too much going on with managing their own finances, supporting their children, caring for aging parents, and so on. Now, the baby boomers, with influence, retirement savings threatening the stability. There's too many situations that come up with
Easyway
them. The boomers need to
focus. Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Well, we have a guest with us today. He's not a baby boomer, but it's something that we baby boomers need to pay attention to because everyone else is. He's actually an actor. He's also a rapper. But, you know, a lot of times we baby boomers have a attitude about rap music and about rappers. But I thought I'd bring this young man on today because he is a rapper with a cause. So our guest today is Mr. Sean McDonald. Sean, are you on?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
How you doing, Sean?
Well, thank you for being here.
I'm blessed. Good morning. Yes.
It is a popular genre, that's for sure. I mean, basically worldwide, you know. So.
Oh yeah. Especially music with a purpose that's uplifting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm calling it rap music, but you kind of call yourself a hip-hop artist. Is there a difference between rap and hip-hop?
Good question.
Yeah, you know what? Definitely. Hip-hop, I'm from South Jamaica, Queens, so my upbringing was hip-hop, and hip-hop was a lifestyle, meaning, you know, the way we walk, the way we talk, the graffiti, the lyrics, everything that coincide with hip-hop, the culture. Rap is a fad. Hip hop is a culture. That's a concrete genre of music that we created. So rap comes and goes. You have people that's hot for the moment. Those are flash in the pans. But then when you have real lyricists, real artists, true lyrics that stand the test of time, that you can listen to 10 years later and it still be relevant to you and it still move you, that's hip hop. And that's what I represent.
Well, now it's exciting. It's really getting up there. In fact, it's getting you on red carpets. I remember you were on a Easy Way carpet last night. What do you think of that?
Indeed, it was beautiful, man. I love the event, the ambiance, the energy. I mean, the food, the music. It was nice. It was good networking and get to see a lot of my peers out there. It was a good thing.
A lot of people taking pictures of you with those cameras, huh?
Yeah, indeed, man. You know, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Just came off the high of Chocolate City film. Played one of the thugs in the movie, so that was kind of interesting to do. And just finished a project for HBO with Vince Vaughn. So you know, the acting thing took his own course and gained legs of his own. I actually came out here from Queens, New York, to pursue the music, and I was also a ghostwriter. Ghostwriter, if you don't know. That's a person who writes the lyrics for well-known artists, but they get paid on the, you know, on the paper, on the quiet note, meaning they get paid behind the scenes. Yes, and artists get to shine. So I was doing that for a lot of different artists in Atlanta. And so I've been in this music for a long time. I'm not new to the scene, but I am new to Hollywood and this new found sensation of being in the movie. So.
Reetha and I were just touching a little bit on this freestyle thing. Where Reetha was mentioning, and we're just kind of talking about how it's clever that you guys can just come up with stuff. Do you do that too, or do you just?
I do that. I freestyle. That's where a lot of best of my lyrics come from. Freestyle.
Can you give us a 10 or 15 second freestyle about a baby boomer show?
Indeed. I want to do something inspirational. So, you know, you got a lot of kids going to war instead of college. A fatal blood sport, fighting for what's not really ours. Radio don't play artists trying to spread knowledge. If in their ignorance, the labels can't make dollars. That's what they think, so they brainwash minds of the youth. You get shot, you get a deal, that's the honest truth. I'm a gloomer. Shout out to the baby boomers.
Now, folks, you got to understand that this was not written out. This was not something he rehearsed. I asked him to do it, and this was just boom. He just thought that up. That's amazing. You know, just boom,
thank
there
you,
it is.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the true artistry in me.
Now, Sean, you played a thug in the movie Chocolate City. Now, do you have a thug background? Because we kind of think that all rappers, all hip-hop artists were thugs.
And that's what I'm glad, you know, you have me on the show to clarify that and bring clarification to a lot of people think us hip-hop artists are thugged out from this dark background. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the rappers are from good backgrounds, good parents. You know, good education, they just portray this role because they feel like it's marketable. Oh, yeah, you know, people buy into my image. But really, that's really not what it is. I think a lot of times the kids, they see these images of, you know, Tupac and the bad boy. And, you know, they think every rapper is that. But, you know, I'm an educational rapper. I have education. My background, I grew up reading books and, you know, always being kind of a motivational speaker. So, all hip-hop artists are not thugs, kids, if y'all listening.
So just because somebody sings or does hip-hop or does rap doesn't mean I need to hide my purse when I see him walking toward me. Right?
No, and, you know, and I had wrote something pertaining to that where I was talking about an event where a lady had clenched onto her purse when she seen a young guy kind of looking like a Trayvon Martin with his hoodie on. And I seen the expression, how she's like, oh, like she got away real quick. Now, this kid, mind you, now is a church-going boy, never been in trouble, never had a jail record in his life. But he had the image of he might rob or steal from her. So that's, you know, that's what she got from it. But when the kid took his hoodie off, he looked like a clean-cut boy, you know, that never got into trouble in the day of his life. So, I think it's just an image, and I'm here to clear that up. That's why I'm here to push this new movement, Champion World USA. And Champion World USA is not only to bring awareness with music, but it's also to bring awareness to the community, how to get back, how people can find out about grants. There's a lot of money out here that kids don't know about, how they can get involved in different things. A lot of people come to me and say, Sean, you know, I see you active, giving clothes, you know, back to the community, going down on Skid Row, giving your time. So a lot of information will be on the ChampionWorldUSA.us website. People come to this website and find out how we can donate to charities, how we can, you know, give back. Who's giving back? What's going on in the community? So it's going to be a community awareness thing. How we can go and mentor these kids at jail. You know, these kids that come home from jail that don't have no family, no resources, no type of know-how.
Exactly.
They have the talent, but they don't know where to start. What pictures to take? What agent to go to? What manager?
Yeah.
They don't know where to start. So these are things that we're going to provide for our community. And
that's really needed, boy.
Yes, it is, because I feel like me being an artist, everybody has something to sell. Everybody's selling. Everybody want to give, can take.
Exactly.
But nobody's giving back. Nobody's, you know, uplifting, you know, bringing someone up. That way we can all be powerful. We educate each other. Everybody's on the same level. Now nobody's weak crutch. And I feel once we empower one another, we can all have businesses, you know, which I was talking about earlier with financial. A lot of kids don't know how to manage money, a lot of different things like that. So Champion World USA, that's what I'm representing right now, and I have this song called Champion. And
have you been traveling around at all? Have you been back to Chicago, New York, et cetera?
Yes, I travel a lot. I actually came home. I just came from New York April. I was doing some filming up there for a project that I'll be next year. But I'm trying to get out more often. Say that again.
We've got your MP3 Champion, so let's listen to about 60 seconds of that.
Okay. Well, we'll get ready. This is Champion by Sean Haz McDonald, and I hope y'all enjoy it. It's uplifting and it's powerful.
I'm ready for war. I'm ready for war. So remember my name.
Danger. Danger.
Yeah, turn me up.
Danger.
Passion, drive, focus, motivation, ambition, tunnel vision. That's what it takes to be a champion. Skill, competition, gotta compete. Win, lose, it, you'll get back on your feet. Do it to death, give it your best. Win it, take all, don't settle for less. Fall, get a wipe off your chest and go the distance. Bob and weed with persistence. Keep throwing punches, beat them senseless. Remain relentless. Takes a man to execute a plan and make an entrance. A loser, I am not, that's the difference. Desire to be the greatest, upset you haters. Takes hard work and sacrifice, you wanna play this to win. Doing that bell ring, that ref count on the 10. The loser's own, I can't begin.
Right.
I'm a fighter, I'm a warrior,
champion.
Great
sound, Sean.
Thank you.
I bet.
And it has meaning to these young people know that they can be champions, you know?
Indeed, and that's what we're here to globally uplift and just let everybody recognize that they are champions. And it's not only pertaining to athletes. I'm talking to that man that's trying to go out and get a better promotion, a better job to take care of his family, you know, just succeed and having that winning champion mentality is all it takes. Because what I say in the beginning of the song, passion, drive, focus, motivation, ambition, tunnel vision, that's what it takes to be a champion. And that's it.
You got
those
We need to pass this message on to our grandchildren. So what's the website where you can be reached, your organization can be reached, and where people can get your, I don't know if it's MP3 or CD or what?
Yeah, they can, well, you can go to www.shawn, that's S-H-A-W-N, Haz, H-A-Z-Z, McDonald. That's SeanHazMcDonald.com, all one word. Or they can just go to www.s1haz.com. That's my website. Right now, championworldusa.us is under construction. But now they can follow it on Instagram at championworldusa, Twitter, championworldus, and also follow us on Facebook, championworldusa. And also you can follow me, the artist, and check out all my music on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Haz. That's H-A-Z-Z. And a lot of people ask me what Haz stands for. Well, Haz is something that was a name that was given to me when I was young, derived from hazardous. And hazardous meaning, you know, I just had different styles, and I broke it down to has a life. Whoever has purpose, has a goal, has a life, that's Haz, because some has it, some don't. So people call me Haz. So you can go to Facebook, Sean McDonald. That's S-H-A-W-N, McDonald. They can follow me there. Platinum Star PR is my publishing management team, and that's how we move.
Cool. You got to go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fan page and promote this, Sean.
Oh, indeed. I would love to. I would love to.
And they can see both of us in Chocolate City,
which
is on demand and which is also on BET.
Shout out to my co-star, Holla, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for joining us
this morning.
Keep up the good work and represent.
Indeed. And I love to be back to spread some more wisdom and knowledge. And have a blessed day. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you on the next carpet, Sean.
Indeed. All right. Take care.
I'm going to say, are we going to have a commercial?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, we talk about retirement. We talk about when we should retire and et cetera. And I plan on having a couple professionals in the field of credit coming on. But regarding your credit, you have the TransUnion, the Equifax, Experian, your three credit scores that banks or, you know, if you go to get a car or, you know, a credit line on your house or whatever, they'll check these scores. Some lean on one company more than another, but usually they're looking at, for real estate or whatever, about a 650. That's kind of the norm. But, what I could tell you is don't bother. If you have a low FICO score, if you have a 490, if you've had some situations where you've lost a property or whatever, we've had these scenarios happen in our life. Katrina and the big storm, I lost a lot of homes down there, and that affected my score. And it also protected me, because if you have a low FICO score, as far as I know, I mean, I'm just kind of kidding here a little bit, but in a way, it's true. Leave your low FICO score alone, then you can't do anything. You can't borrow more money. You can't buy more things. You don't need more things, and you don't need to go more in debt. But on the other hand, you're going to have a lot of people saying, oh, no, you want to raise your credit score. Well, you want to raise your credit score so you can go borrow more stuff. So think about it, you know. But anyway,
cell phone,
that's the name of that, too.
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. Tech time.
Time for Aretha.
The Dolphins of... am I? Okay.
You're
remember
on.
Back in the day when you had to line up when the new records came out, and you'd line up at the record store, the corner record store, and in L.A. it was Dolphins of Hollywood, and you'd get the new 45. I know there are people who have no idea what I'm talking about. But
of
baby
course.
Boomers... you remember when we would just get ready for that new record to drop. Well,
I
things have changed. We no longer have records. We went through tapes. We went through CDs. I don't know why I have this frog in my throat today. But at any rate, we went through all of that, and now we have come to streaming. You no longer buy music. You rent it. This way you have millions of different songs at your disposal. It's up in the cloud, and it doesn't matter what device you want to play it on, and it just streams into your device. They average about $10 a month. You don't have to worry about album covers. You don't have to worry about scratching them. You don't even have to leave your house to get whatever music you want to listen to. And they have several different services. Spotify is one of the oldest ones. It's still very popular. And all of them basically have a free element, and it depends on what you get with that. It's a little bit more limiting, and they range in price from about $4.99 to $10.99 or $9.99 a month. They usually run on all platforms: Windows, Mac, iPhones, Androids. There's Pandora, which has also been around for a while. Some of them you can pay for an entire year's worth of service. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because in addition to those traditional ones, as well as Rhapsody, which some of us have, or maybe Pandora, which we're already used to using, they also are coming up on June 30th with a new Apple Music. So now Apple's going to have a streaming music service. And most of these include a radio component, so you can have your own customized music, and you can just play whatever records you want. You can create your own station. Like, I like the Police, so I can create a Police station that not only plays music by the Police, but music of that genre. And so it's just the wave of the future, Jim. We aren't going to be able to feel. Well, some people still have record players. I do have a record player. I do have some records, and some artists are even coming back with records. But streaming music is really the way to go now.
Well, Aretha, question now. Tangible seems to be a thing of the past. I'm noticing record stores disappearing. The brick and mortar's gone. I'm noticing bookstores closing up. They're all going online. And what happens to the sales of the books and the records? I mean, doesn't that hurt? I mean, people make a song or they write a book, but they can't sell their book or their song because it's online. Is it all free now or what?
The music companies bought into this because they were losing money by the free streaming services, which still do exist. It's pirated music. So people pirate the music, and the music companies, the artists, get absolutely nothing. But for this, Apple Music will get a certain amount of money or subscriptions, and then they will pool that money, and then based on how many plays each song gets, they give that back to the record company. So not only can they sell it, but most people don't want to use the space on their iPhone or on their Android. Or if they drop their phone in the toilet, as a friend of mine did the other day, they lose it. So this way it's up in the cloud. When they want it, they want it. When they don't, they don't. And when we die, our kids don't have to worry about where all those records go.
Good point. So what you're saying is, by downloading this stuff, you're getting it for free, but it's also filling up your phone and slowing it down.
Exactly. So this way you give back to the artists, which they deserve to get paid. And the same thing kind of with the books. Books were becoming so expensive to make. They still are, even though they still exist. But you pass them around. I buy a book and I give it to my 10 closest friends. Well, this way, if you're downloading, it's on your personal device. Each and every one downloads it. So
I'm amazed. This is something. I'm amazed by this app Eric's app, the Easy Way app, the information on there that people can resource anything through this and get connected to so many things. It's like, how does that work? It's like I told you before, Aretha, I'm still amazed by the television set, you know, and this stuff is, where is it going from here? That's what I keep saying. I mean, the phone has everything. I look at my set of encyclopedias, which my uncle, George Hayes, was the president of World Book, and so I still have a keepsake of the World Book. And it's so big, it's so heavy, sitting there on the bookshelf. And all that, plus more, plus videos, goes in a little chip on your phone.
Oh, yeah. I've got an entire library at my disposal at any time of the day or night, just right there on my phone. Well, Jim, we're running out of time, so we just want to remind everybody that you should go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can find out about everything Easy Way, everything about the broadcast, everything about all the events that are going on, and you really missed it if you weren't there for the Viva Doll performance and launch. It was really great, so you got to keep up with what's coming up next. You can go to 313131 on your phone and text Easy Way and get updates. You can go to 22828 and text Easy Way, and you will subscribe to our mailing list, and you'll get to find out everything that's going on.
I've run into people, and people are saying they're coming back from overseas, and they've met with some dignitary-type people or high-level people in business over there, and they go, yeah, they've spoken about your son, and they're really impressed with what's going on. That's amazing. It's like, how does this work, you know? It's different than it was 40 years ago, isn't it, Aretha, with the technology stuff?
But yeah, well, everything has changed.
Boy, oh, boy.
Everything has changed. And you know what? Now, we're talking about technology, but you know what? Easy Way also does it old school. The magazine's going to launch soon. It's going to be launched at the Special Olympics. Taking place in Orange County. That's in July. Is it July or August?
July, right.
In July. So that's coming up next month. The Easy Way magazine will keep you informed of everything that's going on, because some of you people, not me, but some of you people like the textile stuff. You like to see the real paper and the real print.
Hello.
But I'm sure it'll be online, too, for those of us who take our reading that way.
Well, it's all ages, Aretha, because there's a gentleman I was at the Orange Hill restaurant, and he's sitting there touching his iPad with the page turning. He's, you know, reading a book on his iPad, and the guy had to have been like 85, you know, so there's all ages that are involved in this now. It's not just the millennials.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we will be back next Monday morning, 10 a.m. We'll have an interesting guest. We'll have lots to talk about. Maybe we can talk about that $250 million that Jurassic Park made this week. I haven't seen it yet, but
that's a big one.
$250 million in a half weekend. I need an idea, Jim, that makes that kind of money.
Yeah. No, it's number two. Yeah, it made a lot of money. And the first one was that one, I forgot the name of the first one. But yeah, it's a pretty popular show. And, you know, I've always liked those dinosaurs. I had a set of dinosaurs when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but anyway, thanks everyone for coming on, and we'll be talking to you next week. Tune in. We got information on how to work with your credit scores and how to financial planning, and so much stuff. Well, Reith, maybe we'll see you. We'll be talking to you next week, and maybe see you before that.
Okay, have a great one, everybody.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Baby Boomers Live Show. If you want to know more information about any of our shows or any of our promotions, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, that's letter E, letter Z, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And please check out Viva Doll and the last event. She's a smashing artist, Spanglish, former 500,000 albums sold, Universal artist, number one on the Billboard charts for 6 consecutive weeks. We recommend you definitely check out the event. It was amazing, and we really appreciate you guys listening to the show. VivaDoll.com. This has been Baby Boomers Live. Tune in next week to Easy Talk Live, Thursday, 10:30 a.m. We appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you next time.
Smartphone.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.